Hey friends, I'm Ashley.
Hey you guys,
I'm Lainey.
And this is Haunted Real Estate.
Welcome back.
And welcome to you.
Welcome. Thank you. I've never been welcomed to me before.
Never been welcomed me?
Never been welcomed to me.
Well, welcome. Welcome to my humble office.
Oh, thank you. It actually feels so nice in here. It was a little warm earlier. I feel the air.
Oh, I have a blanket on and a long sleeve.
Well, there you
go. Why do you wear long sleeves? Because you do, like, you're prone to heat. I'm prone to cold.
I'm a little fatter now, so I don't like to wear a tank top, but this is what I wore in Mexico. It's like see-through.
Okay.
It's cotton. It should be cool. But anyways, enough of that. You're looking good.
What am I like? I feel like I look like a pork on a spit to you right now.
No.
Or a pig on a spit.
I feel fat. I meant you look good, so.
Oh, okay.
There's that.
Like, you're looking good right now.
You're looking good enough to
eat. Let's pause and eat dinner if you need to.
No. So I am talking about Leap Castle today. It's actually spelled Leap, but we're talking about Ireland today.
Oh, got it. Love it.
This is going to be a gnarly one.
Okay.
I was actually working on another podcast in Galveston, and I was like, these ghosts aren't that haunting to me. They're not that
Hold the
scary.
Phone. You were working on a podcast in Galveston, like you were in Galveston, or you were thinking of an episode to
an
do?
An episode in Galveston.
Okay. I see.
I'm not going to say which one because I did finish it, so I might do it again later, but okay. I just needed something scary or something haunted
that
is really haunting. I'm a pretty girl from the past just hanging out.
What? What are you saying about right now?
A pretty girl from the past just hanging out like a ghost.
Oh.
Like, that's not scary to me.
Okay, got it.
So I dove into Ireland, and so we're going to be talking about the Leap Castle.
Ireland has some good creepy stuff. Oh man, one of the little spiders died in my microphone. I keep my microphone at the office a lot of times because I have another podcast that really I use creepy. It for, and it's that my podcast room has a bunch of daddy long legs in it.
Ew.
I love daddy long legs.
Ew.
I've like named them and I let them stay and they have all four corners of the room. But now I just found a dead one here in my microphone wires because this wire is literally 10 feet long. Like it's wrapped up. So it's easy for things to get stuck in it. Poor buddy. Oh, and I took him away from the office. Okay, well.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
R.I.P., buddy.
The creepiest thing you've done today. No.
I'll top myself later.
Okay.
My little spiders at the office are special. I always have to tell my guests that come on. I'm like, these are my spiders. Don't mess with the spiders. And if they crawl up you, just let them.
Okay, I would leave.
They don't crawl up anybody, actually. They mind their business. I mean, I've actually caught one crawling on the floor and put it back in its web.
Okay.
Just to prevent an issue. But anywho, that's the story of my spiders. We can move on.
Okay. So this is a quote from the lineup. I thought it was interesting. States, in the nearly 800 years since the County Offaly Castle was constructed, families have been divided and executed, and fights over the true ownership of the castle has led to battles so gruesome that the history has often been hidden. Mm. Uncovering the truth also means discovering the story of murder and intense betrayal.
Can I tell you what story you told me that never left my brain and I told you it would never leave my brain?
I think I know, but go ahead.
It was that one where the bride was hiding and she was in the trunk like 100 years later.
Yes.
Or however many. No, it wasn't 100 because the husband was still alive, right?
Yeah.
That creeped me out.
I'm glad.
Was that also Ireland? Where was that?
I think it was.
I feel like it was, because I don't know why when you brought up Ireland, I automatically went back to that. That one stuck with me.
Yeah. I seem to navigate towards Ireland.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but
I love it.
I guess I need to visit.
Pardon my dogs. Oh, I already put out my Halloween decorations and
I know you are dying for some candy.
The little pumpkin man is motion activated and he just set off the dogs. I wants to leave it on too. He's like, Mom, I want it to go off in the middle of the night and to scare me. I was like, okay. We'll see.
We'll see.
That buddy's a little creep.
Anyway, so Lev Castle is a partially ruined castle located about 6 kilometers north of the town of Roscrea, Ireland. It's about an hour and 45 minutes from Dublin, if that helps you at all with the mapping of Ireland.
I mean, no.
It's reportedly one of the most haunted castles and has a long history of legends and hauntings. So we'll start at the beginning. The castle was built by the wealthy O'Bannon family, likely around 1250 or the 13th century. Before it was actually built, two of the O'Bannon brothers were constantly at odds over which one was going to inherit their father's riches and gain control over the castle.
Here we go.
This is not even the first brother thing I'm going to talk about.
Wow.
According to legend, they proposed a little competition. Each brother would both jump off of a huge rock located at the future site of the castle. The one who lived would get to control the building of the castle and the family clan. While the winner of the deadly competition, if there ever was even one, is now lost to time, it likely explains why the castle was originally known as, I'm going to botch it up so bad, so I'm just going to skip to, or it's known as O'Bannon's Leap.
I want to know what you were going to say. I don't want you to botch it, but
I want you to say it, because I just don't even feel comfortable trying.
Liam Uwe Bannon.
Okay.
L-E-I-M, different word, U-I-B-H-A-N-A-I-N.
Yeah, I got Bannon, but I was like, I don't want to screw that up too much. It's O'Bannon's Leap. The O'Bannon family built it for the ruling clan called the O'Carrolls. The Earl of Kildare once tried to seize the castle in 1513, but was unsuccessful. He attacked the castle again after 3 years, partially demolishing it, and the O'Carrolls got the castle back in 1557.
Y'all don't have better things to do then?
I guess not. And like, I love Ireland and the people there, but you know, a couple hundred years ago, they're a scary freaking group of people.
Seriously, you know why? Because there was no Netflix. Yes. So people had nothing to do. And they were like, I'm just going to go take over that castle. That sounds good today.
Yeah, there's no like sibling love. Like, let's just hang out and be brothers. No, let's fight to the death.
They're like, oh, disease ravages us every 5 minutes during this time. That's cool. I'll still go try and steal this castle and risk my life. I mean, every day was Russian roulette, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And we live such a cush life.
We sure do. And I'm glad you're not trying to kill me. I might have some plans for you later, but
God.
Just kidding. I love you, sister.
I was over here trying to go through family photos, trying to give you your stuff. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. Eleni's trying to off me.
So the O'Carrolls were known to be violent. The O'Carrolls used the castle as a site for battles, and numerous massacres occurred inside the walls. And this is kind of where our bloody history begins. The Irish castle was legitimately passed for generations by murder, whether it was from opposition, rival families, or even in their own clan.
What?
I know. Like, I think our family is so fucked up, but what the fuck?
What's going on here? What's with this castle that's drawing people to this?
I don't know. That's
because that's
question.
What makes me really wonder. Like, what's in it? Gold? Haunting? Good memories? Got a good view? Like, how good is that view?
Yeah. Well, there is some things that I'll bring up later that could have been there prior. Okay. It's not said so, but now that you have me thinking, like, maybe it's there and maybe that draws out the evil in some people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It just makes you wonder, like, because places aren't often, like, killed for in that way, like, that often, you know, where it's yeah. like, oh, so-and-so killed so-and-so to get it, and then they killed so-and-so, and then he got it, you know, like, that is not a common tale.
Yeah. So the leader of the O'Carroll family seemingly died without naming which of his sons would be his successor. So naturally, once again, the brothers fought bloodily over who would inherit the castle.
But it was decided,
he said,
right?
He died without naming.
Oh, he died without naming. Sorry, yeah. I thought I misunderstood that.
But it was decided.
Can I just say, and which is weird because on my other podcast, which is a purely real estate podcast, and it's geared towards real estate agents, which is why I don't really bring it up on this show, but we did a death and divorce episode. It's the episode coming out tomorrow where we talk about people not leaving wills. And so again, can I just say, please have a will in place lest siblings murder each other yeah. to get the land?
Exactly. So it is said that one of the brothers, Thaddeus, who was a priest and his-
Was he though?
Yes. His brother Teague was convinced that he was the rightful heir. He killed Thaddeus while he was in the middle of saying mass at the castle's chapel.
Wow.
Yeah. So
also, how big is that mass if it's at the castle's chapel?
I don't know.
Do just the family members attend?
I'm sure.
And half of them want you dead.
Right. I'm sure there's the people that work there, probably like neighboring. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is a long time ago, so maybe...
I know times have changed, but, you know, you can't help but put your modern mind into what were you thinking.
Yes.
Which a 1500s brain would obviously be different than a 2000s brain.
Exactly.
But I can't help but think. Sorry.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
So the chapel became known as the Bloody Chapel, and it said that you can see Thaddeus' spirit roaming the halls of the castle late at night to the day, which really sucks. So that's hundreds of years of just roaming around the castle. Like, somebody set him free.
Well, it makes you wonder about the castle. Is it like, why is it holding on to these spirits?
You know, it holds on to
it's
a bunch.
It's a trap.
That's so scary. I got goosebumps. Don't whisper that again.
It's a trap. Is that better?
It's a trap, yo.
It's a trap.
Hidden behind the walls in the Bloody Chapel, you'll find an oubliet, which was once filled with hundreds of human skeletons.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's a decorative style.
Similar to yours, but not so close.
Okay, just to be clear, I don't have a bunch of skulls.
Do you have fake skulls everywhere?
Okay, I've already decorated for Halloween.
It's before Halloween.
It's 2 months before Halloween. I like 60 days of celebration.
Yes, she does. And I enjoy coming over and seeing it. So many of the skeletons were mounted on wooden spikes.
That's a conversation piece.
Oh, yeah. Two explanations remain for this mass grave are either the O'Carrolls launched a mass attack in the chapel, then pushed the remains into the hidden room, or they used wooden spikes as a method of surprise for attacking unsuspecting visitors. Obulet is freaking translate to forget. Obulet means to forget. So some other sources had said that O'Carrolls would simply forget about them. In the 16th century, 39 members of the O'Neill clan are said to have helped the O'Carrolls in battle, but had their throats cut at a celebratory feast.
What? It's like the Red Wedding!
I know! I thought about this several times while I was doing it. I was
like, oh, let's celebrate! And then they get their throats... 39 got their throats cut.
And they are all thrown into the oubliet.
Wow.
Yeah.
This family is messed up.
I know. The O'Carrolls, sorry, O'Carrolls, I'm sure you're still out there, but your history is whack.
to say the least.
It's just a little
I'm
much.
Sure you're great people.
Yeah. Now I doubt they...
But I don't want to wrong you either.
Correct.
So I'm not going to say anything else.
Numerous people were imprisoned and executed in the castle, and it's said that that is one of the reasons why the castle is haunted, which, like, no doy. So one of the most terrifying beings which reside in the castle is something called It.
Oh.
And that scares me. But it's not exactly what you think it is. It is a small creature about the size of a sheep, and it has a decaying face.
Oh. Like a sheep? Like, is it a four-legged creature?
I think so. There wasn't too much information about it.
Are we not positive it's not a ghost sheep?
I don't know what it is, but it's got a decaying face.
That's
enough to scare me.
Strange and unusual.
It is believed that when it appears, it is accompanied by the smell of sulfur and the smell of a decaying corpse.
That's not good.
No. Elsewhere in the castle, you will find the Red Lady, who is seen wandering around the castle in a red gown holding a knife.
Wow.
Allegedly, she was held hostage by the O'Carroll family, and some of whom raped her.
Oh, no.
She became pregnant with a baby, and when she delivered the baby, the O'Carrolls killed it. I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's just vile. The Red Lady was so inconsolable, and she ended up killing herself. Now she wanders today in the castle, hoping to find the men who killed her child. The Red Lady is seen carrying a dagger dagger in her hand and raising it menacingly as if wanting to stab someone.
Well, dang.
I know.
That's wild. Also, that kind of reminds me of, like, Dead Silence. Like, is she going after, like, the whole family line?
I don't know.
That is what I liked about that movie. Is it? I hate ruining movies, but at the same time, Dead Silence came out, like, so long ago.
Is that the one with the talking puppets?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember that one. I did watch Drag Me to Hell, which was...
That, okay, so Dead Silence, I don't have my phone on me. I'm pretty sure that was James Wan's, like, first movie where I was like, who's this? This guy.
Mm-hmm.
I love James Wan movies.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was like one of his first ones that we ever saw. And it was Mary Shaw. She like had the marionettes or the, she was a ventriloquist.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
And basically somebody in the family wronged her. And when she was killed by this family, she's been like seeking out the family line in her afterlife.
Dang, that's scary.
It's creepy. I mean, it's definitely a creepy movie. I mean, I know, like, maybe ventriloquism isn't everybody's jam. It's kind of up there with clowns where, like, you may not be into it, but...
If you do it right, it's creepy.
It is creepy.
I do think that movie is...
And I'm sorry, James Wan always does it right.
He does.
He just does. And he you know what he's doing right now? And I cannot wait.
Oh, I think I know, but I can't think of the...
Nosferatu.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to be so gothic. I cannot wait.
Yeah, isn't that coming out to theater soon?
No, I don't even think they've started making it.
Oh.
Are we on different pages? Now I need to look it up.
No, Nosferatu is coming out this year.
2024?
I think I've been reading about it for a while.
Get out of town!
I will not.
Huh.
Okay. Nosferatu 2024.
Oh. It's even more exciting, so I don't have to sit here and wait too long.
We got Bill Skarsgård's in it, William Dafoe.
Yeah. Bill Skarsgård, I know you're not listening, but I'm pretending you are. You have a way of being both very good looking and the creepiest fucking person on the planet. I don't know how you do it, but he knows how to turn it on.
He certainly does.
He is amazing. I was actually watching his, because he played the clown on It. He played Pennywise. Mm-hmm. I was watching his audition.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching his audition tape, and it was
just him
so creepy. It was him without makeup, but how he would just like turn his face and his voice on was like, ugh.
Yeah, that is really creepy.
It really made me think about how dating an actor like that is very talented in the horror and spooky of it all,
mm-hmm.
that would be really hard to be with a person like that, because he can creep me out and then be like really good looking on the red carpet, you know? I'm like, I don't know how to read you, man.
No.
Because he does both so well.
He can be your brother-in-law, and that could be good enough for you.
Okay, so you'll marry him.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, you don't have to.
And he can creep me out all he wants.
Yeah. I'll make him do it every time he visits you.
All right. Well, we found your future wife.
I'm here.
She's right here.
All right. So a new clan took over the castle in the 17th century with another violent transition, to say the least. An O'Carroll daughter fell in love with an English prisoner, Darby.
What?
And she
like a prisoner in the castle?
Yeah. And she would bring him food, and they plotted to run away together and get married. When she let him out, Darby fought an O'Carroll's son in the stairwell and killed him.
My God, how much death has been here?
So much. The O'Carroll daughter became the only heiress to the castle, meaning that an English Darby would inherit the castle as well. Although the couple soon owned Leap Castle outright, I should have wrote it how it's pronounced and not how it looks.
Oh, okay.
But it is spelled L-E-A-P. So they soon owned the castle outright. Darby began to lose his grip on sanity. He began to obsessively focus on his money, going so far as to hide it throughout the castle.
Oh, hidden treasures.
Hidden treasures. So once he hid this, he was then charged with treason, and that for that, I could not find as to why. But he was imprisoned in Dublin for some time, and he ended up actually escaping the sentence of being hung, drawn, and I wrote cornered, but I meant to write quartered.
Oh.
I was like cornered.
Nobody would have known if you just said quartered. No one's reading your notes.
Sorry. I was thinking in my head, what does cornered mean?
They ended up cornering him.
Yes. And he was released years later. So he actually forgot where he had hidden his treasure. And he was unable to stop searching for the money that he wanted so desperately. His ghost.
What a turn of events.
I know.
You hid it so well, you forgot where you put it.
I know.
Do you even want to write it down and at least remember the place you wrote it down?
Or tell your wife.
Something. Have a plan, man.
Yeah. His ghost is said to be seen around the castle still looking for his riches. I know that's sad, but it's kind of funny.
What a Scrooge McDuck ghost to be like looking for your riches. So I wonder if he's one of those ghosts you run into. Like, what's that interaction like? Like, have you seen my money? Nope.
Nope, sorry. I wonder if the current owners have ever found any money.
Well, so I was going to say, or if you do find treasure, is it cursed? Because if you find it, he's going to like freaking come out. Or if you spend it, you're cursed.
Maybe.
Makes you wonder.
But the Darby people, the family seems nice. They're definitely a breath of fresh air from the O'Carrolls.
Well, you should when you have a past like that.
Yeah. Darby's children and their children remained in Lepp Castle for the next century or so. And in the 1800s, a woman named Mildred Dill married Jonathan Darby, the current owner of the castle.
It's my favorite herb. That's literally what I have growing right here.
Dill. Mildred had long been interested in the paranormal when she moved into the Lepp Castle.
Well, that works.
I know. And she discovered fresh inspiration within its walls. Mildred wrote about the ghosts she encountered and the seances she held and the disturbing stories of Lepp's past throughout her life. Lording over all the eternal residents of Lepp Castle is the elemental. The origin of the sinister presence is shrouded in mystery. Some believe it was conjured by druids or summoned by an invading party, while others claim it's a troubled spirit of the former castle's inhabitant. Regardless of its origin, it's easy to understand why the elemental is so memorable. Those unlucky enough to encounter it describe a rotting human-like figure reeking of putrefying flesh.
So you got putrefying flesh, and then you have it.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're going to Lepp Castle, bring some incense.
Yep.
Okay, you might need to open a window.
Open a window.
Some stinky ghosts up in there.
For sure. And another source that I found, which was way more interesting, is elementals are believed to occur mainly in the countryside, where they have attached themselves to a particular place. I haven't heard too much about elementals, but it sounds like it's a type of ghost or demon or something.
It sounds like a pretty vague way of saying, like, some other paranormal entity.
Yeah. That's pretty much why I got hooked on this case, because I read about the elementals, and then I read about it, and I was like, that's my case.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what I'm doing. But it's widely believed that when the castle's ownership had transferred to the Darbys, that Mildred Darby had dabbled into the occult, as that was in the fashion of the day. It's widely believed that Mildred's dabbling in the occult resulted in awakening the elemental.
Mm.
So if Miss Darby did that, I'm sure it was an accident.
Well, that's what happened with the White House.
Yeah.
We talked about some seances, some loss of life that happened there. Two of our first ladies had seances, and weird shit be going on ever since.
Yeah. So just be like me and don't ever seance.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. I can't.
No.
I have some creepy paranormal things to tell you later.
Okay, great. So Mildred Darby even wrote about her frightening ordeal back in 1909. She was standing in the gallery when she felt somebody put a hand on her shoulder. When she looked, she saw a thing about the size of a sheep.
Oh. It's it.
It's it. It was black. It had black cavities for the eyes, and it also had the smell of a decomposing corpse. She also recounts the story of how she woke one morning and a stone-cold hand grasped hers. Whatever it was collapsed in an agonizing string of prayers, which makes me think it's the priest.
Yeah.
And she also wrote how the bloodstain on the floor could not be washed away. Many speculate that she's talking about the O'Carroll brother who was murdered in mass.
In mass.
In mass. You look so disappointed.
You'd like to think you're safe during that time.
I know, for like, real.
I'm freaking over here listening to a sermon. I'm worshiping. I'm vibing out with God right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is not an appropriate time to murder.
I agree. I totally agree.
I'm not saying there is an appropriate time to murder, but that is not it.
It's not appropriate. Shadows are also seen wandering around the priest's house. The priest's house is, if you look at the castle, it's like just to the left of the main entrance. The priest's house has been an empty shell since the burning of it in 1922.
Do we know how it burned?
Yes, I have not gotten to that part. I probably should have put this paragraph later.
Earlier?
Later. A burly man is seen pushing a heavy barrel up the stairs. And when he gets to the top, the barrel rolls down and then the man and the barrel disappear. Unfortunately...
That's what you get to do in the afterlife. afterlife. It's really depressing when you hear about these some of these ghosts.
I know.
Like, don't let me be a ghost doing laundry. Please don't. Please don't.
Yeah. Please. I hate laundry so much.
Can I be a ghost at the beach?
Yeah.
Or hanging out?
That'd be nice.
I don't want to be a ghost that's, like, constantly doing laundry the rest of my life, or, like, the ghost vacuuming.
Maybe you just don't even notice that's what you're doing.
Or, like, Lord, just take me and don't let me be a ghost, if that's the case.
I know. Unfortunately, in 1922, Miss Darby and her husband were forced out of the castle due to an ongoing Irish rebellion. And since the Darbys were English, they had feared for their life. So I'm thinking that's when it was set on fire. So I should have moved it down a paragraph or two.
I see. Okay.
Lepp Castle was abandoned in 1922 when the Darby family moved out. The Irish were fighting for independence from the English at the time, and they were, of course, in danger of being killed.
I'm very aware of this from Downton Abbey.
Oh, yes.
I'm so in tune with what's happening right now.
Okay. Much of the castle was burned after their escape. In 1974, after years of neglect, a restoration project was launched to rehabilitate the castle.
Hmm.
Which I love that. I love that they're trying to rehabilitate it.
You know, because, like, once they're gone, they're gone.
I know. And that...
And, like, you're not... Even in England, or just the United Kingdom, they're not still, like, building castles that way.
No, and we don't have anything in America from 1200.
Oh, no.
Like, that would... Yeah, it's just... That's cool that the castle is still up.
I mean, no. You had tribes and temporary living. Like, that is what is so strangely different about the U.S. compared to basically anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe even you could say the whole Western Hemisphere is like that. It's just newer because Native Americans, so many of them were more nomadic.
Yeah.
That there's not permanent structures.
They
so
just lived with natural things.
Like, thank you Incas and Mayans and stuff like that for leaving that behind, but, like, those are our castle equivalent.
Yeah,
basically.
True that.
Because 1200s, there wasn't no one else there.
There wasn't no one else here. During the castle's renovation, workers found a dungeon where people were locked away to die. At the bottom of the shaft were spikes. When the dungeon was cleaned out, there were 3 cartloads of human bones, equating to at least 150 bodies. A pocket watch was also found in the dungeon. Today, the dungeon is now covered up to keep people away from it. 2 young girls have been seen and heard playing at Lepp Castle.
Okay.
Castle visitors often see them playing in the hall and running up and down the stairs, as kids do. This is really sad, though. Their names are Emily and Charlotte. Emily died at the age of 11 when she fell from the battlements, which I'm assuming is up there at the top of the castle, but I'm not sure what a battlement is. If you're listening, please correct me. Many people...
Not sure you want to invite that.
Many people have seen her ghost falling from the castle and disappearing before hitting the ground. And Charlotte has been seen dragging her deformed legs behind her.
No!
I know.
Oh, I don't like it.
I know.
I'm sorry. Charlotte's carrying her own deformed legs?
She's, like, dragging her legs. I don't know how they were deformed. She could have fallen, too. And maybe that mangled up her legs. Because Emily's not dragging her legs. But Charlotte is.
Yeah, maybe she fell on her back or something.
Yeah.
What a terrible...
And to view that as a visitor, just seeing a haunted...
That's the stuff that makes you be like, but is this made up? Because that's a really interesting detail.
It's very specific. But the good news is a man named Sean Ryan has owned the castle since 1991. I actually read that he was an Irish musician, and he lives there with his family, so that's pretty cool.
That is cool. And he's still living there since 1991?
Mm-hmm. He's been undergoing several restorations to bring the castle back to its glory, and today you can visit it with a haunted tour and go see for yourself. I don't know, Ashley, would you go?
Yeah. 100%. I'd stay the night.
Oh. I literally wrote I would go in the daylight surrounded by a bunch of people I know.
Nah, I'd go stay the night.
Yeah, but it seems like you could. I don't know if you can stay the night. I didn't look that hard into it. But he's just, like, living there with his family. Like, I read one girl's blog, which I actually have referenced in my sources. She went to visit him, and it was, like, an off day, and he just walked outside and was like, want to come in? Like, they hung out by the fire. She went down into the chapel area with a torch, and he was like, yeah, just lock the door when you come back up. And she's like, what am I locking? What's down there? Mm-hmm. I don't want to go by myself.
I'm not walking into that by myself.
Yeah.
I always think about that when you see, like, women go into basements or something first. I'm like, how do you not know that's the end of it for you?
Yeah.
I would not be doing that. I was going to tell you something. I want to wait till you're done, though.
I'm done. I was just about to wrap up.
I was just going to tell you my own creepy paranormal.
Okay.
My personal.
Do you want to share it on the podcast?
Why not? Because I've already alluded to it. So okay. It just seems rude now to be like, okay, and bye.
That's it, folks.
No, I had a really creepy thing that happened to me. I think it was last week. Anyway, so I'm fine walking around in the dark. Mm-hmm. I probably have said that before. Like, so I'll turn out lights and just kind of meander in the dark because I have very light sensitive eyes, which I think I see pretty well in the dark. Mm-hmm. So I don't have an issue turning off lights and just feeling my way around if I have to. So anyway, so I shut off the bathroom light, finish brushing my teeth, and then I close I have French doors to my bedroom. And so all the lights were turned off. I shut the French doors and I turn around like I'm walking to the bed. I heard my daughter talking to me. And then I realized it was late at night and she was asleep. And so I suddenly had a feeling that was not her talking to me.
So crazy.
And so I started shaking and I turned on my flashlight and I like did a scan around the room and nothing was there. And I was like, that was so weird because I heard her speaking to me. I couldn't hear what it was. It was just like, you know, like.
It sounded like her voice.
Yeah, it was for sure her voice. And it gave me such an eerie feeling. And then I can't remember if it was that night or the next night. I've had some super weird dreams. I have since Palo Santo'd my room and done some really heavy praying in it. And I haven't noticed anything since then, so that's good. But then, you know, it maybe it has happened to you, like you feel an indention in the bed.
Oh God,
I hate that. But then I felt that, like, within those couple of days, it happened a couple times where I felt an indention in the bed, and so I opened my eyes thinking it's Casey coming to bed, and it's nothing.
That's really creepy.
And then I kick my foot out because I'm like, I either need to feel something or not. Like, I can't just, like, not know. So I'm gonna investigate. But anyway, it was really weird. I've had some really weird, creepy thing. But the dreams was a whole other thing because my dreams were so creepy. I'm just gonna share it. The dreams were like I was in bed.
Yeah, they're
and
like
something was in the
real
room.
Life.
Yeah, it felt real. But like literally when I woke up, I was like, wait, did that actually just happen or did that not? But I had a dream the other night that I fell asleep and that something had woken me up in the bedroom. And again, this is all a dream, but that I knew somebody was in the bedroom and Casey was next to me and he was in real life next to me. And I was like trying to wake up Casey to tell him something is in the bedroom. And I'm like pushing him, like calling to him. He's not responding to me. And so in my dream, I slap him across the face and he grabs me by the mouth and pulls me down and whispers to me, something is in the bedroom.
No way.
Yes. And then in the dream, I got like possessed and was acting weird and out of control of like, I had no control of my body. It was just acting. It's weird to explain it. It's just like, it was acting.
Not yourself.
Not myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like dancing around in the living room.
Seriously?
Just like.
Me that Casey said something is in the room.
Right? Well, he said that in my dream, though.
I know, but still.
But then I woke up in the middle of the night and, like, I don't usually like to cuddle when I sleep, but I was, like, moving closer to him because it weirded me out. And then I turned on Frasier and was like, okay, just try. And then I fell asleep to another nightmare that now I can't remember what it was. But the there's something in the room was like, what the? So I told Casey, that was the next night. I said, I am not going to bed until we together Palo Santo the room, say some prayers, because if I have another like weird dream like that, I'm never going to fall asleep again.
Yeah.
It was really creepy. Y'all got any creepy, creepy dreams? If you feel like sharing it, maybe.
Yeah, sure.
Your not dreams. Even creepy dreams, creepy things.
I'll share it.
Maybe I want you to share it. Maybe I don't. Maybe I'll have more nightmares.
Share them. I'll read them first and I'll decide if Ashley can read them or not.
Really? You get more scared than me sometimes, I think. I'm the one saying I'll stay the night in a haunted place and you're like, I don't think so. Maybe you're just smarter than me.
I am.
Okay.
For sure. Oh, shit creeping up in my house and terrifying my nightmares.
I know. And I do try and like
some haunted places that I think were haunted, so.
I do, but it's weird. I feel like I'm a weird anomaly because I feel like I'm a spiritual person that's also like Christian.
Yeah.
So like I'm praying to God and Jesus but I feel good after I do that. I do feel like it cleanses my space.
Yeah.
So anyway, highly recommend if you feel like there's any spooky spooks in your room, which I feel like there was for me.
Yeah, it sounds like there was.
Weird things have happened in this house. Like this house has been the weirdest house I've ever had. In the sense that I feel like it has more weird things happen. But even like I was telling Lainey, like, I don't know why I'm putting this out on the podcast, but like there were maggots in the trash last week. And I'm like, I've never seen a real life maggot, I don't think.
Ugh.
And that was in my house.
Ew, I've definitely seen them before.
I mean, I've seen them on like TV and stuff. I don't feel like I've seen one in real life. Like, I've seen grubs, which are, like, bigger maggots.
Ugh. Just the thought of them was disgusting.
Yeah. It's just, like, I don't know. We're just weird things.
Ghost
ship. I'll stop at maggots. I hate that scene of that movie. Oh, when he's, like, eating, what is he thinks he's eating rice or beans. Baked beans or something. Yeah, because he's eating out of a can, so it must not be rice. And it's maggots.
It's maggots.
It's so gross. Ugh. Well, it seems like an appropriate place to end it.
Yeah, so our Venmo is Haunted RE.
If you want to donate to this maggot show.
The show about maggots.
Sorry, I don't intend on bringing that up very often because I actually hate maggots.
Yeah, and also leave us a property and tell us in the comments where you're from. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to just send us a recommendation or an interesting real estate story, you can email us at hauntedrepod@gmail.com. Go follow us on Instagram at haunted.real.estate. And please, if you could be so kind and rate and review us on your
and be so kind about it.
Be so kind about it. We're sensitive here. We don't want any haters.
I just have a lot of feelings.
I just have so many feelings.
I just wanted to be rainbow and sunshine. What does she say on Mean Girls? I just want us to all have a cake of rainbow and sunshine.
It's not what she says, but I can't.
Okay, it's something like that.
Want us to all have a cake. Oh, goodness. But this will help get us more listeners like you. And lastly, if you're looking for a talented, funny, supportive, attractive real estate agent in the Houston market, give Ashley a call or her husband/partner, Casey. They would be honored to assist you in all of your home buying and selling needs. So we don't throw any more info at you. Please go ahead and send an email at hauntedrepod.com.
At gmail.com.
Sorry, I left it completely as if you were saying it. So it's like, I need to change this. Oh, thank you guys so much for listening.
That's what happens when Lainey just copy and pastes my stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, guys.
Okay.
Have a blessed day.
Well, we're getting into spooky season. I'm feeling the vibes. I think we'll be a little bit more consistent. I mean, I think we've told you guys our life, our jobs have just kept us incredibly busy. So it is hard. This is still our hobby. It's still fun for us to do. So hop in whenever you can. And that's what we'll be doing. So, but spooky season's upon us, which really puts me in the mood.
Puts me in the mood too.
All right. Well, we're going to go have some fun now. Bye. Bye, Felicia.